вже і ти.
Але на дворі зимно так.
Ти кажеш покинь.
Тому що зимно так.
Цей вечір такий.
Як добре, що ти зайшла.
Приємний був.
В моїх руках твоя рука.
Мама турбуватиметься.
Не варто так лякатися.
Татко зачекається.
Нічого з ними не станеться.
Справді вже збиратись час.
Буду сперечатися.
Що? Вип'ю ще ковток вина.
Малюю з радістю я.
Вам іде голова.
Погода погана там.
Мабуть від вина.
Завірюха мете страшна.
Я втратила розум.
А вдома тепло для мене
знайшла.
Так романтично горить свіча.
Я мусила б сказати ні.
Чому ти не залишишся?
І спроби вже були піти.
Я ж кажу, цей вечір для нас.
Час вже іти.
Чого ти це знову?
Але ж
там зимно. Зимно кажу тобі.
Приємний і те.
Погляд за вікном мете.
І вечір цей.
Щасливий я, що ти зайшла.
Підозрюватимуть батьки.
Які ці губи спокусні.
Спитають, де була
як
і з ким.
Як виліт в обічному морі.
Не знаю, так, як бути мені. Залишу ще, напевно, на мить.
Це приємно чути мені.
Мушу іти.
Ти справді замерзнеш так.
А тут залишишся ти.
Залишусь сам.
А завтра розмови і страшні плітки.
Це не бери до голови.
Я мусила б сказати ні.
Чому ти не залишишся?
І спроби вже були піти.
Я ж кажу, цей вечір для нас.
Час вже іти.
Чого ти це знову?
Але ж там зимно.
And that was Yuri Konitkovsky and Yulia Lord from Ukraine with Zimno Tak, which translates as Yes, It's Cold. And you'll, of course, recognize the melody, even if you don't understand the lyrics. The winter classic dating back to 1944, Baby, It's Cold Outside, and another casualty of the politically correct mob on the North American airwaves, except for here on Nash Holos, where we don't put up with that nonsense. Yuri Konitkovsky and Yulia Lord from their album Snizhnist, recorded it in 2006, and Zimno Tak, and you'll be hearing more from this talented duo in the next hour. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paula Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you, and we're going to be starting to gear up for the upcoming Christmas season. And we've just passed St. Nicholas Day on the Gregorian calendar. That's coming up shortly on the Julian calendar. And of course, everyone's into the throes of Christmas shopping and putting up their tree and all that kind of stuff. And of course, in some parts of the world, there's snow. So we'll be focusing on all those themes and a little bit extra. But as well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music this hour. And coming up next, we have a delightful young children's choir. This is from a recording that was sent to us by .com Recordings. They're in Canada, and they compile a lot of Ukrainian talent that wouldn't otherwise be heard. And so here in now is the Obukhiv Choir from Ukraine and a song about winter, Zima.
National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba offers the very best in Ukrainian culture, music, food, and dancing August long weekend. Right now, your early bird weekend pass is only $90 and includes all of the on-site attractions. It's a perfect stocking stuffer. Day passes and camping passes are also available. Don't miss Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 2nd to 4th. Order your tickets and more info at cnuf.ca.
Дід Мороз, то Миколай Бородатий. мені принесе він нову гітару, до вас прийде також незабаром. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. Ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла. Миколай бородатий. А потім Різдво, Христос ся рождає, нова радість стала, вертепи співають, падає сніг лопатий, чекаємо свята. Шинки, компаси і оселедці, пампушки і вушка, кутя і прецлі, будем колядувати, і Миколай бородатий. Миколай бородатий. Миколай бородатий, скоро Різдво, Миколай бородатий, скоро Різдво, і Миколай бородатий.
And from an album called Naše Rizdvo, Our Christmas, that was Mikolaj Borodaty, Bearded Saint Nicholas, or Bearded Nicholas, and that was a song made popular by Plač Jeremy. And this is an album, Naše Rizdvo, that is a compilation of tunes by Taras Čubaj, Skriabin, and Friends. Again, that was Mikolaj Borodaty, Bearded Nicholas. Coming up next is another contemporary St. Nicholas song, and it was sent to me back in 2012 by the legendary broadcaster Roman Brutan, who hosted for many years Radio Journal in Edmonton, and he unfortunately passed away recently, just shy of his 59th birthday. This song, he was always sending me things, and I was a great mentor and role model. And back in 2012, he sent this out actually to quite a number of other broadcasters. He was just like that, always generous with his knowledge and his resources. And so this is, I'm going to just read to you what he wrote. Happy St. Nicholas Day. Check out The Attachment, a new single in Ukraine in a less than reverent but very devoted homage to the heavenly guest who brings little Ukrainian children surprises on this very day. It's by a popular rock group named Mary, pronounced Mary, but you gotta roll that R. This song is definitely a power tribute, but the best part is that it slams that dodgy Ded Moroz, the Soviet version of Santa Claus, and it isn't especially kind to Santa Claus either. Enjoy. If it's not your cup of tea, expand your horizons for 3.5 minutes. That was Roman, always challenging. Rest in peace. Roman Brutan, Vichnaya Pamyat. Here now is the group Mary with Mikolai.
Ти хто, Дід Мороз? Ні, я Миколай. Ну тоді заходь, взуття не знімай. Всі свої будь як дома і не стій за порогом. Посидиш трохи з нами і відпочинеш з дороги. Ну розказуй як сам, де весь рік пропадаєш. Що нового у вас, бо у нас, ну сам знаєш. Ми хотіли як краще, але нас не почули. І з новин у нас тільки
вибори були.
Привітає з Новим Роком всіх стареньких Миколаїв. гляне добрим оком на вкраїну рідний край. Він про тебе не забуде, тільки ти його чекай. З новим роком привітає всіх старенький Миколай. Як там цей Санта-Клаус? Ми на нього чекали, але наша таможня в нього оленів забрала. Санта-Клаусу класно, бо його фінансують, але я таки чув, що його депортують. І співає країна білі рози і чекає на їхнього Діда Мороза. Але ти у нас є, святий Миколаю, ми тебе ні на кого ніколи не проміняєм. Привітає з новим роком всіх старенький Миколай. І погляне добрим оком на вкраїну рідний край. Він про тебе не забуде, тільки ти його чекай. З новим роком привітає всіх стареньких.
Миколай вже близько, він скоро прийде до тебе. Він просто не може про тебе забути. Тобі потрібно тільки вірити, вірити і чекати на свого святого Миколая, на нашого Миколая.
Привітає з новим роком всіх старенький Миколай. І погляне добрим оком на вкраїну рідний край. Він про тебе не забуде, тільки ти його чекай. З новим роком привітає всіх старенький Миколай.
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Радіо Міжнародному. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. Up next, from the «Наш голос» audio archives, Ukrainian food flair.
Hello! Cottage cheese is widely used in Ukrainian cuisine in both sweet and savory dishes. This appetizer is a great make-ahead dish that is low in calories and high on nutrition. It adds a colorful, festive touch to any table, especially at Christmas. You will need the following for stuffed cherry tomatoes. 16 cherry tomatoes, 1 cup cottage cheese, 1 teaspoon finely chopped green onion or chives, salt to taste, parsley sprigs for garnish. Wash the tomatoes and slice off the tops. With a teaspoon, scoop out the pulp and invert the tomatoes on paper towels to drain. Save the tops and pulp to add to stew or a tomato sauce for your holubtsi. While the tomatoes are draining, mix the cottage cheese, onion, and salt in a bowl. Stuff the tomatoes with the cheese mixture. Create a bed of leaf lettuce or kale on a platter. Arrange tomatoes on the lettuce and garnish with parsley sprigs. Refrigerate until ready to use. This makes 16 appetizers. It may be simple, but it's elegant, and I can assure you that it will make your taste buds sing. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
This has been Ukrainian Food Flair from the Nash Holos Audio Archives.
Зорі вкрив триває таємнича пора, знову вогнями палає вже побійна гора.
Щиро всіх вас вітає Крехівський монастир, всіх, хто вперто шукає серце, спокій і мир.
Коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє до прожанських сердець. І на свято збирає святий Миколай, щирі ласки зсилає на український весь.
Притягає усіх, в храмі вірні шукають розрад і потіх.
В молитвах ти лікуєш наболілі серця, тож сьогодні для тебе прослава Отця.
Коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє доброчанський сердець. І на свято збирає святий Миколай, щедрі ласки силає на український весь. Отець промовляє доброчанських сердець, і на свято збирає святий Миколай, щедрі ласки силає на український весь край. Весь наш край,
весь наш край,
святий Миколай.
Тече джерело, Божа мати дарує змерзлим душам тепло.
Ми запрошуємо ще раз завітати до нас,
Крехів радост зустріне всіх у будь-який час.
Коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє доброчанських сердець. І на свято збирає святий Миколай, щирі ласки силає на український весь.
Весь наш край,
вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє доброчанський сердець. І на свято збирає святий Миколай, щирі ласки силає на український весь край. Весь наш край.
And another ode to Saint Nicholas that was called Святий Миколай, Saint Nicholas, performed by the Krychiev brothers. Up next, another tune by Yuri Hnatkovsky and Yulia Lor. Here they are with another recognizable melody, recognizable to North Americans anyways, a Mikolai Krokuje do nas.
Краще не плач, просто чекай, зимою до нас прийде Миколай. Миколай крокує до нас. Він список вже склав, перевір не раз. Ось настане святковий час, і Миколай крокує до нас. Коли ти спиш, він бачить, все знає від батьків, чи чемний, чи не чемний був, він записує собі. Тож часу не гай, сил не втрачай, зимою до нас прийде Миколай. Миколай крокує до нас.
Сидіти чекай, подарунки свої,
мішок Миколай вже наповнити сни.
Миколай крокує до нас.
Дівчата і хлопці смутані були,
щоб і Миколай завітав до
них. Миколай крокує до нас. Ялинка у кімнаті, прикрасимо ж її, наповнять радістю весь дім святкові ці вогні. Тож краще не плач, просто чекай, скоро до нас прийде Миколай. Миколай крокує, Миколай крокує, Миколай крокує до.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg, an Austrian aristocrat, aspired to become king of Ukraine? Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg learned Ukrainian and became known as Vasil Vishivany because he took to wearing a Ukrainian embroidered shirt under his officer's uniform. He was involved in Ukraine's efforts at independence after World War I. In the end, he was captured by the Red Army, tortured, and died in a Kiev prison in 1948. The fascinating story of Wilhelm von Habsburg, or Vasil Vishivany, is told in a recently published book by Timothy Snyder, professor at Yale University. The book is entitled The Red Prince, The Secret Lives of a Habsburg Archduke. You can buy the book in local bookstores or borrow it from your local public library.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nationalist listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
was the Kyiv Chamber Choir with the Alleluia Chorus from Handel's Messiah. And that is, of course, a must-do for Christmas preparations, at least in North American culture. And that was from a recording also sent to us by .com Recordings, a collection of Alleluias. And again, that was by the Kyiv Chamber Choir, the Alleluia Chorus from Handel's Messiah. Up next is another North American Christmas classic, and Ukrainians in Ukrainian tradition generally don't start singing Christmas carols until Christmas Eve. But in North America, of course, that's the opposite. Pretty much Christmas Day is the last day you'll hear Christmas carols until the next, probably December 1st, if not sooner. But Ukrainians like to adapt other cultures, so we're going to get a bit of a jump start on the Christmas season with Ruslana singing the Ukrainian version of Joy to the World.
National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba offers the very best in Ukrainian culture, music, food, and dancing August long weekend. Right now, your early bird weekend pass is only $90 and includes all of the on-site attractions. It's a perfect stocking stuffer. Day passes and camping passes are also available. Don't miss Canada's National Ukrainian Festival in Dauphin, Manitoba August 2nd to 4th. Order your tickets and more info at cnuf.ca.
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Радіо Міжнародному, говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна.
Welcome to Knižka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knižka Corner, we will be discussing Timothy Snyder's The Red Prince, The Secret Lives of a Habsburg Archduke. Who can resist a romantic Habsburg hero who openly embraces the cause of Ukrainian nationalism in the early 20th century? Wilhelm von Habsburg was such a man. Although he died in obscurity in a Russian prison in 1948, Wilhelm made the creation of a Ukrainian nation the cause of his life. As the son of Archduke Stefan and Archduchess Maria Theresia, Wilhelm led a very privileged life along with his five brothers and sisters. At the time, their family still ruled the Habsburg monarchy, Europe's proudest and oldest realm, stretching from the mountains of Ukraine in the north to the warm water of the Adriatic Sea in the south. Wilhelm's parents had castles on a peninsula called Istria on the Adriatic Sea and in Poland. His father believed that Poland would eventually become a separate entity and would need a Habsburg king. He hoped to be that king. During his time at military school in Moravia, Wilhelm became interested in the idea of a Ukrainian state. Perhaps he could eventually rule Ukraine for the Habsburg monarchy. In 1914, Crown Prince Franz Ferdinand, the Habsburg heir, was assassinated in Sarajevo. World War I followed. Service during wartime was the destiny of Habsburg archdukes. In June 1915, Wilhelm received command of a platoon in a mostly Ukrainian regiment. He soon became one of them. By speaking Ukrainian, wearing an embroidered shirt under his uniform, and calling himself Vasil, his soldiers nicknamed him the Red Prince because of his support of the Ukrainian peasantry. Eventually, Wilhelm became the diplomatic representative of the Habsburgs in Ukraine. He met several prominent Ukrainians, including Metropolitan Andriy Sheptytsky and Hetman Skoropadsky. At the end of the war, the empire had fallen apart, and the Habsburgs had to give up power. Wilhelm's dream of a Ukrainian nation did not survive. After World War I, Wilhelm was at loose ends. His resources were slim after the fall of the Habsburgs, so he was constantly searching for new sources of income. He promoted various unsuccessful schemes, such as making Ukraine a promised land for European Jews. He left Vienna for Spain to visit his Habsburg relative, King Alfonso. He later moved to Paris, where he continued to promote the Ukrainian cause and live a playboy lifestyle, characterized by excessive drinking, homosexuality, and reckless spending. Forced to flee Paris for Vienna after a conviction for fraud in 1935, Wilhelm watched the rise of Hitler and the Nazi Party. How would Wilhelm adapt to this new reality? Timothy Snyder weaves in wonderful anecdotes about the Habsburg dynasty into his comprehensive examination of the life of the Red Prince. He does not shy away from the controversial aspects of Wilhelm's life, his homosexuality, his drinking, his scheming, and his short-lived anti-Semitism during the early days of Hitler. Readers will be surprised by Wilhelm's role as a promoter of the Ukrainian nation at a time when such a concept was considered remote at best. It is truly fitting that Snyder concludes his book with an examination of the independent Ukraine, which Wilhelm helped to build. It should also be noted that this book was written in 2008. Snyder's praise of Ukraine is ironic. Simply by existing for almost two decades within unchanged boundaries, Ukraine has already proven more durable than most of its predecessors. Who could have imagined that Ukraine's territory of Crimea would be invaded in 2014 by Russia? Timothy Snyder received his doctorate from the University of Oxford in 1997. Before joining the Department of History at Yale in 2001, he studied in Paris, Vienna, and Warsaw. Snyder has written articles for the New York Review of Books, The Nation, The New York Times, and the International Herald Tribune. His award-winning books include Bloodlands, Europe Between Hitler and Stalin, Ukrainian History, Russian Politics, European Futures, and Black Earth, The Holocaust as History and Warning. In 2015, Snyder received the Andrew Carnegie Fellowship as well as the Havel Foundation Prize. He is a member of the Committee on Conscience of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, as well as the Advisory Council of the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research. The Red Prince is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Ukrainian-American songstress by the name of Andriana from her very recent CD called Songs from Home, Pisni z Domu. And we'll hopefully be speaking with her fairly soon. She sent that to us just very recently. And although the song, the title, and the words really don't have much to do with this time of year, this season, I'm going to stretch it a little bit and suggest that this would be a great Christmas present. Again, that was Andriana from her CD Songs from Home, Pisni z Domu, and a song called Chemu Trava Zelena, Why is the Grass Green? A song about a young girl rebuffing some romantic advances. You've been listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you via PCJ Radio International on AM/FM shortwave and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, please visit our website, www.nashholos.com, for transcripts and audio files of interviews and features, information about the show, and podcast links to the Vancouver and Nanaimo editions of the program. There's a link to our Patreon site there as well, where you'll find playlists, proverbs, and other extra features for patrons and donors, and some Christmas and New Year specials. I do hope you'll engage with me there and support the show by following our page or becoming a patron. Incidentally, you can also support the show at no cost to you through the Amazon links found at the Nash Holos website, perfect for a little gift for Nash Holos without any cost to you. Again, that's www.nashholos.com. I love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не трудно ворогів придбати, але трудно їх позбутись. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is easier to gain enemies than to lose them. And with that, we've come to the end of our program, so we'll wrap things up with another couple of tunes back to our winter, Christmas, and St. Nicholas themes with a group from Ukraine called Zine, and as well, one last tune by Yuri Hnatkovsky and Yulia Lord. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.
Хай сіяє Миколаю. час помагай, не колай.
Чатися з собою не стану. Хай сніжить, хай сніжить.
Білі шапки на деревах, біле хутро на дахах.
Вже напевно зрозуміло, це зима вдягає нас.
А коли приходить свято і вечерею убраний сіл, несподівано так тепло, так тепло стає на душі. Ось у округу і нема куди піти.
Тож давайте у подвір'ї покидаємо стіжки.
Сеха знову снімете, і дітям радість принесе. Сніг кружляє і вертлінка сніжить. Хай сніжить, хай сніжить, хай сніжить.
Напевно зрозуміло, це зима вдягає нас.
Замолозило округу і нема куди піти.
Тож давайте у подвір'ї покидаємо смішки.
А коли приходить свято і вечерею убраний стіл, несподівано так тепло, так тепло стає на душі.
Під ногами біле покривало вкрило землю і лежить.
Сперечатися з зимою не стану, хай сніжить.